Republican Senator Bob Corker from Tennessee. Corker is not a fan of the bill because it raises the national debt. Senator Corker told Fox News what is being done to court his vote from a possible no into a yes.
We've been working with the Finance Committee and over the Thanksgiving holiday, as you and I were talking earlier, very feverishly with the White House, both Gary Cohn, but also Stephen Mnuchin, who was in my office yesterday, General Kelly and others.
Authorities in Australia say they have foiled a terror plot targeting New Year's Eve revelers. Correspondent Bill Zimfer has the details.
Police in Melbourne have arrested a 20-year-old man they say was planning a mass shooting on New Year's Eve in the city center. The man, who was reportedly born in Australia to Somali parents, was already under police scrutiny when he tried to buy an automatic weapon. Officials say he is an Islamic State sympathizer.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, it's Tom Hinchy. For all you Trending Today listeners, we've got a great deal from MyPillow to help you get a better night's sleep. I love MyPillow, and I'm getting a better night's sleep. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-8175 and ask for the Radio Listener Special. Use promo code USA, and you'll now get 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows. Call 800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com.
Democratic Senator Al Franken yesterday on Capitol Hill spoke again, apologizing for groping four women in years past. Franken accepted responsibility for his actions and reiterated his pledge to fully cooperate with the Senate ethics investigation. Democratic Senator Ron Wyden from Oregon was asked, given the allegations, if Franken should step down.
I think it's appropriate that there be an ethics inquiry. He is, to quote him, ashamed. It's appropriate to have the ethics inquiry, and that's how I think you ought to go forward.
Democratic leaders are again ticked off at President Trump. Lisa Carter has more.
We're out of here. According to a statement from Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer and House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, they're not interested in going to the White House for a show meeting. Trump tweeted that he doesn't see a deal pending with Chuck and Nancy on some big looming budget issues. He said the Democratic leaders are weak on crime and immigration and want big tax increases.
Harvey Weinstein is no longer a member of the Directors Guild of America. According to a spokesman, he pulled his membership effective yesterday. Weinstein has been expelled from a number of guilds and organizations. This all dates back to the sexual harassment charges and rape charges that have been levied against him. Speaking at the Gotham Film Awards in New York, actress Nicole Kidman said it's great to see everyone coming together in Hollywood.
There's a huge solidarity now in terms of people working together to make changes. The only way to do that is to combine our strengths and to move forward.
You're listening to USA Radio News. My name is Tim Berg.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunted In every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunted In provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Good afternoon. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon on Hunterdon In Chamber Internet Radio. The name of our program is Teachable Moments in Business. Now, I have a question for you. Where do business people get the most up-to-date information and ideas that they can use to meet their everyday challenges? And believe me, there are everyday challenges in business today. And where can they learn trustworthy, real-world, doable strategies and action plans you just won't find anywhere else? Well, I hope you have your pencil handy, because that's where you're going to get the kind of information that will be very beneficial to you in business, whether you're an owner or a colleague of in a business, that you have a place that has a very important role in your business. And in order for the business to succeed, obviously every individual in that business has to be on the same page, and they have to collaborate, and they have to be partners in that business. So as your host for this afternoon, I wanted to share with you the fact that I have a lot of experience in business. I founded my own business back in the late 70s, and when I was about 10 years old. In that business, I was involved in marketing and selling on behalf of manufacturers, actually of pet supplies. And the name of that business is Animal Brands, and that's a business that has represented over these 40-some years about 100 manufacturers. And we sold products to distributors on behalf of the manufacturers, and from there the distributor would sell them to their stores, which included feed stores, pet shops, kennels, vets, and groomers. So that's my origin. And prior to that, I was the first woman selling for Xerox in the state of New Jersey. And in the pet industry, I'm the first woman to own a manufacturer's rep agency. Now, this year, in 2017, we decided to forego the sales end of the business, so I've continued doing consulting, which I've done for a long time, and consulting and also speaking in the pet industry. So if you happen to know anybody who either is in the pet business now or who's contemplating a business, whether it's a retail business or a service business, distribution perhaps, any business that somebody wants to pursue in the industry, that individual really needs some guidelines in order to make the right decisions. Because I know that having counseled literally thousands of small business owners and entrepreneurs in and out of the pet industry, I know that people start businesses based on passion, but the reality is that there's so much that they need to know in running the business, and it usually starts with a business plan and goes on from there. Today we're going to be talking about customer relationship management, because if you don't have customers coming back and giving you repeat business and hopefully referral business, that could be the end of your endeavor. So that we're going to talk about some tips on customer relationship management. So before we do, I want to take a look at the weather report to see how we're doing. Right now it's about 3:07 in the afternoon here on Tuesday, and frankly it's really pretty outside. The weather, the temperature is nice. According to the report that I'm reviewing right now, it's about 57 degrees outside, mostly clear tonight. And then tomorrow it'll be sunny with a high near 60 degrees, so with a slight wind up to about 11 miles per hour. And then Wednesday night, again, mostly clear with a low of about 29, and Thursday mostly sunny with a high near 49. But I did listen also to some other channels and some other weather reports that I heard about that indicated that there would be a chance of showers on Thursday night sometime after 8 o'clock at night. So when I come back later on in this program, we'll take a look at the extended forecast that will get us into next weekend. But so that's where we are right now. I have a short word from one of our sponsors, and we'll begin the program.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan this afternoon on Teachable Moments of Business. Thank you for coming to the program today. Whether you're sitting in your office or listening on your cell phone or your mobile device, we are very accessible. In fact, my program, as well as all the others, are archived on the website. So if you have time, you might want to listen to the programs. They're really quite varied, and we have some great presenters. Typically, I have guests. Unfortunately, the guest I had planned for coming today is not here. So we had to switch to a program about customer relationship management. Hopefully next week and the week after, I'll have a couple people that who will be presenting. And right now, my phone's ringing, so don't know why. Maybe somebody wants to get interviewed. I don't know. Anyway, I wanted to talk about customer relationship management. And if you don't have customers, you don't have a business. And it's so important today to really develop long-term relationships so that people will continue to come back. The value of each customer is really underappreciated quite often. So we're going to talk about loyalty for a lifetime because it's an asset has an enormous economic value. Where the lifetime, you can think of it as a lifetime market value of your customer base. So providing excellence in customer service dramatically influences the lifetime market value of every customer. Mastery of customer relationship strategies can mean the difference between your success and failure. So consider the distinction between satisfied customers and loyal customers. When customers were asked in a survey about their previous supplier, 60 to 70% of them responded that they were satisfied or very satisfied, yet they still switched suppliers. So what that tells you is that just because you have a satisfied customer doesn't mean they're going to come back. But loyal customers are those who keep coming back, and they're spending more money, and they're bringing you new customers. So the question that you have to ask yourself is, where do you want to be? Do you want to have a satisfied customer or one who's loyal? So loyal, satisfied customers can't be counted on to come back. You also can't count on them to give you referrals. So think about it. What do you need to do to go to the next level in the to develop that loyal customer base? So unfortunately, protecting customer relationships and turning satisfied customers into loyal customers are low priorities for so many companies today. Those who devote their energies and resources to getting new customers really do so at the expense of their existing customers. So the resulting neglect erodes the trust and the lifetime market value found in repeat and referral business. When customers are not treated according to their expectations, they take their business elsewhere. And, in simple terms, they reassign their loyalty. So every business gains and loses customers, but theoretically, a business will lose between 20 and 30% of their customer base in a year's time. Now, in some businesses, it would be far less of a turnover, but I've worked with businesses that I worked with a two-year kindergarten school, a private school. Well, they have a 50% turnover of customers every year, so they have to work very hard to keep those customers coming back. Customer loyalty is a critical factor in gaining more customers and losing less of the ones you already have. So here are the common reasons why people statistically lose customers or why customers leave. So these numbers may not be exactly right, but they're going to be close. 4% may move or die. Another 5% may have friendships with another business owner, which would really attract them or draw them away from your business. The competitors are maybe very strong, and today I think we have even more competition if you're in retail. The competition being Amazon is just extraordinary, and it's a huge concern by a lot of businesses. There's also product dissatisfaction, so you can lose a customer because the product or service is just not giving them the benefits that the customer is looking for. Because keep in mind, people buy the benefits of what you have to offer. They don't buy the product for itself. They buy it for what it will do for them. Then the big percentage is no customer relationship strategy can account for 67% of lost customers. And that number is one that you see. If you did any research on why customers leave, 68-67%, somewhere in that range, is a typical percentage that you'll see in the statistics. So the rewards from exceeding customer expectations are enormous. And for those businesses that strive to offer the ultimate experience in customer service, it's so important that they really have programs and systems to follow. All company profits are ultimately earned from conducting successful relationships with customers, which means that they should be valued and protected. I found a quote actually earlier today from Seth Godin, who's a very well-known business advisor, speaker, author of many business books. In fact, you can get his books in the library or you can listen to his YouTube videos. His name is Seth Godin. It's S-E-T-H-G-O-D-I-N. And his quote that I have here is, "People do not buy goods and services. They buy relationships, stories, and magic." So think about that in your own business. What is it that you need to do to get people to come back? A system of customer relationship strategies that meet and exceed customer and staff expectations has a direct effect on the lifetime market value of each customer. So, for example, if your average customer buys $500 of product every quarter for roughly 4 years, then your average customer's lifetime value is 500 times 4, which equals 2,000 times 4 equals 8,000. So if you lose a customer after only 1 year's worth of transaction, your company would have received only $2,000 of the $8,000 that would have come from maintaining better relationships. So to achieve the desired level of profitability, it's less expensive and more profitable to build customer relationships and to turn satisfaction into loyalty. So how profitable? It depends. Consider how retaining just 5% more loyal customers can boost your sales. How many loyal customers do you have, and what is their individual value to your business? What exactly is the total lifetime value of your loyal customer base, and what's your next step? So here, maybe you need some more convincing. So I'm going to give you a list of 10 reasons to create customer loyalty. And that's after I come back from our next series of messages from our sponsors. I'll be back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Thank you.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan, and we're talking about customer loyalty and creating that loyalty, because if a customer is just satisfied, you can't count on them to come back, and you can't count on them to give you a referral business. So here are 10 top reasons to create customer loyalty. The first one is loyal customers will spend more money with you. So for that reason, your profit will increase. You know, in fact, once they get their credit card out, the chances are they'll spend more when they have the credit card to put those charges on. But they'll spend more with you because they trust you. They appreciate the opportunity to communicate with you and to do business with you. There's a sense of passion, I think, and loyalty when somebody enjoys doing business with a certain merchant or vendor. Another one is loyal customers tend to understand and appreciate value, and they are less likely to price shop. They're less likely to ask you for discounts or to question what you're charging. They will, again, they appreciate the environment in which they're purchasing. People want to enjoy spending their money. So if they're loyal and you have a value that you're offering them in terms of the benefits, then they will price doesn't become an issue. Another one is that loyal customers mean repeat long-term business, and those dollars add up, as I said earlier, the lifetime value of a customer over a period of time and years can mean an awful lot to your business. And if you boost your services or do some special things, maybe remembering people on the anniversary of when they do business with you, or giving them a little gift or a little special discounts, or just treating them or their families, maybe inviting them to an open house or a party of some sort, that will help to give you those repeat long-term business opportunities. Now, another thing is that loyal customers serve as a fantastic marketing force because they provide the best kind of advertising available, which is word of mouth. And if you want to know more about concepts in word of mouth, there's a trade association that was formed probably maybe 10, 12 years ago called WOMMA. That's spelled W-O-M-M-A. That stands for Word of Mouth Marketing Association. That organization has quite a bit of information on their website. They've, in my opinion, they've turned word of mouth almost, they've turned it a mountain, a molehill into a mountain when it comes to all the information that's available, and they do have case studies. They also put on an annual conference, and what's interesting to me is that among the first members of WOMMA when the organization was formed was actually Procter & Gamble, which is considered to be or was considered to be the largest advertiser in the world, and other members that joined were McDonald's and Burger King. So what does that tell you about the value of word of mouth? So if you have a chance to read that, that might be helpful, because it's important that you give your customer a message that they can appreciate and then use in chatting with other people. Another thing is that loyal customers will stick with you through thick and thin. There are times that we have difficult times. Maybe perhaps there's times when you haven't been able to deliver the product or service that they were looking for. Perhaps there was a defect that you didn't create the defect in the product, but it was something that you had to deal with. Maybe people were in a bind and you were able to solve their problems quickly. But customers will stick through you through those difficult times, either on your behalf or times that they're experience as well. Another thing is that loyal customers will deliver a blow to your competition, because if customers are loyal to you, it means that your competition can't be getting into the business, so into that marketplace. So it can help to keep the competition at bay. And also, I would say if you have think about it. If you've had a loyal service provider, let's say a carpenter or a plumber who's been to your house, and they've come multiple times, and they've got a truck sitting out front of your home with the signs on it, suppose you bring in another competitor, and they have trucks, they have signs on their trucks as well. Do you want your long-term supplier to see that somebody else is now servicing your account? Because you would feel bad if knowing that somebody you've always trusted suddenly has been replaced, maybe in a hurry or without giving full consideration to the original provider that you really did trust and that you've used for a long time. Loyal customers are also your cheerleaders. They'll go to bat for you. Again, if there's a mistake or if there's information that's misrepresented, they can be there to set people straight. So they will speak up. In fact, a loyal customer can often turns into an evangelist. So for example, you may have a customer who just loves the services that you provide, and just in an offhanded comment they made to somebody, say to someone, if you're ever interested in a certain kind of service, I know somebody that you could use who would do a great job for you. So that's a way that you can get some referrals and from people who are loyal and have become evangelists for your business. Loyal customers also tend to tell you what they like and what they dislike. So if there's a mistake or things are not doing well, if they're loyal to you, they'll understand and they'll give you some suggestions, which you hopefully will follow. Also, loyal customers create an atmosphere of customer loyalty within your company that can be a great recruiting tool and may help the right employees to come to you. So customer loyalty can boost employee morale and reduce turnover. Employees don't want to work in a place that has a bad reputation, whose customers don't speak well of the company. That's not the kind of environment that's going to attract a good employee. And then finally, it just plain feels good when you can treat people right, which is the key ingredient for creating loyal customers. So keep in mind that excellence in customer service and mastery of customer relationship strategies dramatically influence success and profitability. And consider the lifetime market value of your loyal customers, which are truly your company's most valuable assets. So sell as much as you possibly can to the current clients that you're serving. Do what you can to make them loyal so that they will continue to come back. You also want to always be spending time converting what I call suspects into prospects who are qualified and then turning them into customers. And when a customer first comes to you, typically there's a trial purchase. And if they like what they have purchased from you, then there may be a repeat purchase. But that demonstrates the satisfaction, but it's not the satisfaction that will keep them loyal and coming back. So this is where you have to delight the people that are doing business with you to make that relationship even stronger. So you kind of, if you will, move them up the rung so that they become loyal, and then they'll tell other people about your business and help you sustain your goals and your profitability. So again, these are some steps that we need to consider. And I do believe that customer service begins at the top. It's something that I've known companies where the owners were really, really nice and very helpful and very gracious, and they had people working for them who did the same. But on the other hand, I've known companies that were owned by people that could be very nasty, and they seem to attract nasty employees, and that certainly doesn't help the business. In fact, I made a phone call to a doctor's office today to pay a credit card charge. And the person answered the telephone when I told her who I am was very dry, very unpleasant, and not unlike the person that she replaced. And it really made me feel disappointed that I wasn't being received as I had been received in the past by other employees in that company. So what happened? You know, the owner's friendly, but the staff maybe didn't train the new person well enough. That's something to think about. So anyway, there you go. When I come back, we're going to talk about why people buy. And if we have time, I'm going to get into just a list of questions that I'm going to ask you to consider the answers to, yes or no. And you can kind of do a self-assessment on how you're doing with your customer relationship management. But first, we're going to go to a news break and then some messages from some of our sponsors.
Hey. Oh, well, was it about yard clipping? Was it because he hates Donald Trump? Does he hates you because you oppose Obamacare? You don't really know what's in someone's mind. And so it may have some relevance, but for the most part, the real question should be, are you allowed to attack someone from behind in their yard when they're out mowing their grass?
Republican Senator Rand Paul earlier today on Fox News giving his first interview since he was attacked by his neighbor. Now, there is still some dispute over what that fight was about, whether it was politics or whether it was a property line dispute. U.S. officials are confirming that North Korea launched a ballistic missile. The missile was launched to the east towards the Sea of Japan and reportedly came from the South Pyongyang province in North Korea. The Japanese Prime Minister's office tweeted, a missile was launched from North Korea, which appears to have landed within Japan's exclusive economic zone. You're listening to USA Radio News. My name is Tim Berg.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-978-15. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our team help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-978-1515. 800-978-1515. 800-978-1515. Results may vary.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business on the 100 in Internet Radio Station. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. We've been talking about customer relationship management. So before I get to that, I just wanted to take a look at the extended forecast. Right now, we're looking at a really nice temperature conditions. It's about 57 degrees here in Flemington. But tonight it will be mostly clear with a low of about 35. Wednesday sunny with a high near 60, and Wednesday night mostly clear around with a temperature of about 29 degrees. Thursday mostly sunny with a high near 49, but then Thursday night there's a chance of showers after 8 o'clock in the evening. So it's going to become cloudy with a low of about 37 degrees. And on Friday, a slight chances of showers before 1 p.m. in the afternoon, partly sunny with a high near 50. So it's actually a pretty mild week in the overall. Friday night, a low of about 31 degrees. And then looking ahead to Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 49. And Saturday night, about 32 degrees. So actually we're looking at pretty mild weather with not all that much rain. So that sounds good. At least we can enjoy our entry into December very nicely. So we've been talking about customer relationship management, and I wanted to talk with you about why people buy. You may think that you know your customers and why they buy from you and what they buy, but there's a good chance that they buy for reasons other than the reasons you think. So people buy for their reasons and not yours. So imagine standing in front of a pet store, and you see three people who enter the store. Soon thereafter, all three emerge from the store, but each one is a proud new owner of a St. Bernard puppy. And you ask each one in turn, why did you buy that dog? And now listen to the responses here. The first person replies, oh, I live alone and I feel safer with a dog. Now, this purchase was probably motivated by the desire for security and protection. The second person replies, Oh, I guess I'm just lonesome. So this purchase was motivated primarily by the desire for emotional satisfaction. Now, the third response. I've always wanted to own a thoroughbred dog. So this was probably motivated primarily by the pride of ownership. So we have three different people who made the identical purchase, but they have totally different reasons. So people buy for their reasons and not yours. So perhaps you already know why people buy, but do you know all 51 reasons? And I may not read all 51, but I've got a list of them here in front of me. The more the reasons you know, the better you'll be able to market. So I'm going to give you a list, which actually came from some of the books written by J. Conrad Levinson, who is the father of guerrilla marketing. And by the way, as a sidebar, I'm a certified guerrilla marketing coach, and I use guerrilla marketing concepts when I counsel business people and my clients. And just to give you a couple tips on, again, another sidebar, guerrilla marketing is all about using your time, energy, and imagination before you spend money on any kind of marketing. Marketing is every bit of contact with your target to get repeat and referral business. So that contact will be how you look, how you treat people, the quality of your premises, your logo, your tagline, your knowledge. It's the quality of the website, the brochures, and your printed material, your messaging. All of the outreach that you do, every touch point is really part of your marketing exposure program. So here are some of the reasons why people make purchases. I may not get into all 50 of them, but to make more money, even though it can't buy happiness, some people want to make more money. Maybe you sell stuff that would help people to earn more money. Another one is to become more comfortable, more comfortable maybe if you're selling furniture or you're selling equipment or technology. It makes people more comfortable. To attract praise, because almost everybody loves it. I had a friend who was in the interior design business, and the beginning of her elevator speech was, "Wow, your living room looks beautiful." And she would go on to say, "Wouldn't you love people to say that about your living room?" Of course, she was selling her design services, but people do like praise. People want to increase enjoyment of their life, their business, of virtually everything. People also want to enjoy possessing things of beauty because beauty nourishes the soul. People will buy because they want to avoid criticism, which nobody wants criticism. They want to make their work easier. So we all want to make things less burdensome and make it easier and more efficient. Some people think it's important to speed up their work. Productivity is important because time is precious. Some people want to keep up with the Joneses. They are impressed by what other people are doing, and they want to be like somebody else that they know. Some people want to feel opulent. It's rare, but it's a valid reason to make a purchase. So they want to feel opulent. They like the bling. Some people want to look younger. There's a reverence that's placed on youthfulness in a lot of the advertising that you see. People want to look younger. So that goes for clothing. It goes for cosmetics. It goes for fitness. People want to look younger and act younger. To become more efficient, because efficiency saves time. People want. Sometimes it's a way to buy friendships. Friendships are not for sale, but maybe friendships can be developed because somebody has purchased something that will enable them to increase their friendship. And this is kind of a sidebar, which is not exactly what I'm saying about friendship. But when I was in second grade, I had a rabbit. And I met a girl who loved rabbits, and that was the beginning of a lifelong relationship. And we've known each other for almost 65 to 70 years. And it all started because we both had an interest in rabbits. So it is a way to build relationships. people want to avoid effort because nobody loves to work too hard, I guess. So for some people, avoiding effort. Some people want to avoid or escape pain because that, you know, that's pain. If something's painful, they want to get away from it. Some people want to protect their possessions that they worked very hard to acquire. People want to be in style because few people enjoy being out of style. So if you're in the clothing business, that's something that you would stress, obviously. People want to enjoy, they want to avoid trouble because trouble is never a joy. So how do they, so if you're in the automotive business, if you get people on a schedule to come back for service, that can help to avoid trouble with their vehicles. What about a dentist making sure that people come two times a year, every 6 months? People want to access opportunities. They like to have open doors to explore and to discover good things for themselves and for their families. People buy because they want to express love, perhaps in a purchase for a loved one, a spouse. People like to be entertained. So because being entertained is usually fun, so perhaps that's the motivation behind wanting to make a purchase. People want to be organized. So if you're you know somebody who's in a professional organizer, people want to be organized usually because that helps them to simplify lives. People want to feel safe because security is a basic human need. They want to also conserve energy, their own energy as well as the planet's resources. People want to be accepted because that means security as well as love. They want to save time because they know time is more valuable than money. They want to become more fit and healthy. They want to attract the opposite sex, which is the power of love. They make decisions to protect their families, which is a basic human need. And they want to emulate others, which is because the world has role models everywhere. And what's interesting is I said to you that I have 50 reasons why people buy. Notice that I'm giving you the feature, and I'm complementing that feature with a benefit. And in business today, whether you're in marketing or selling or customer relationship management, it's very important that you connect your feature with your benefit. And using the words "which means" really helps to build up to the grand finale, which is the benefit. That's, people buy the benefits, they don't buy the features. So people buy to protect their reputations, because which means that they can safeguard what they spent, what was hard to build in the first place. Some people want to feel superior. That's why status symbols are sought after. They want to be trendy because they know their friends will notice. They want to be excited. People need excitement in the humdrum life today and the 9-to-5 grind. So they want life to be exciting, and there would be some decisions that they would make to do that. The people want to communicate better so that they can be understood. They want to preserve the environment because they're very concerned about the environment, and one of those things might be a cause-related endeavor where people are saving saving resources or saving the planet. You've heard of companies being green, so they might make decisions to become a green company in order to preserve the environment. Some people just want to satisfy an impulse. There may be some basic drives behind a purchase. I mean, there are a lot of quick purchases that people make. In fact, if you want to get impulse purchases and you have a retail store and you've got some item that you think will attract attention quickly while people have their credit cards out, you might want to put that item up on the counter close to where people are checking out. People obviously want to save money, which is, today in this economy, that certainly is something that they definitely want to do. People want to be cleaner. and healthy. So they want to get rid of the germs, and you see all the hand cleaners and the sprays because they want to be cleaner, and which can avoid being unhealthy and unloved. People do like to be popular because inclusion beats exclusion every time. People want to gratify curiosity, so they may make a purchase just to see how something works or what it will do for them. People like to satisfy their appetite because hunger is not a good thing, and that's a human basic drive. People do want to be individual, so they're looking for a way to perhaps stand out from the crowd by making a certain purchase. People would like to and have a need to escape stress. So we all have stressful situations. Is there something that you can do to alleviate that stress? Maybe it's a ticket to a show. It could be the purchase of some clothing or an outfit that makes you look terrific and helps to redirect your attention to something that's more pleasurable. People want to gain convenience because simplicity makes life easier. People want to be informed. It's no joy to be perceived as ignorant. People want to be informed. They want to know what's going on. So maybe that they buy certain subscriptions to certain newspapers or magazines. People do like to give to others. That's another way that you can nourish your soul. As I said, they want to feel younger, which equates to vitality and energy. And they want to pursue a hobby. All work and no play is no fun. So perhaps there's a hobby or an interest that they want to focus on. And they want to leave a legacy for their families. And there was one, the 51st reason is the last one I'm going to mention here. And one more reason that motivates people to make a purchase is pain. Thomas Jefferson said, "The art of life is the art of avoiding pain, and he is the best pilot who steers clearest of the rocks and shoals with which it is beset." So I'll read that quote again. I didn't read it very well. "The art of life is the art of avoiding pain, and he is the best pilot who steers clearest of the rocks and shoals with which it is beset." So now here you have 51 ways to win the hearts and business of your prospects. So go back and think about this. If you need a copy of this, and I'd be happy to give it to you, you can send me an email at teachablemomentsinbusiness@gmail.com. I have another email address if for some reason that one bounces, and it's vmorgan@russmor.com. So it's vmorgan, which is Vicki Morgan, V Morgan at Russmore, and it's russmor.com. Russmore is the name of my business, Russmore Mentoring Group, and I can send you a list of these 51 reasons why that are been cited as why people buy, because people buy for their reasons and not yours. So we're going to move on to some of our sponsors, and I will be back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. We have been talking about customer service and customer loyalty and the fact that you can lose customers. And in fact, the loss of customers, 60% of the loss is due to poor customer relationship management, which I mentioned earlier in the program. So I'm going to give you a list of questions that you can ponder to see how your business the services of your services and the services of your staff really stack up. If you find that you're saying, giving the wrong answer of no, maybe it's time to reevaluate how you're managing the business. Staff training is really important, and I think a lot of companies really don't train their employees. In fact, I met somebody the other day who works in a chain store in Bridgewater Mall, actually, and she's the manager of the branch store. I think she's a good manager. She's very professional in the way she talks and the way she presents, because I had a chance to go in and actually purchase something at the store. But when I had asked her earlier how she trained the employees, she said, "We hire people who have had experience in other retails, or sometimes she has somebody teach the new employee what to do. My concern is that are they being taught by somebody who is professional and knows how to be a trainer, and do they have good habits, or do they have habits that might be detrimental to the business in the long run?" So anyway, here's a list of some questions that you can consider determining whether or not there needs to be some more training at your business. So here we go. The first one is every customer warmly greeted by a smiling person? Do all employees believe it's their job to greet customers and to serve them? Keep in mind that everybody has to be on the same page. You're working as a team. So there has to be continuity in the way customers are greeted and treat it so that they do come back, because it's all about repeat and referral business. Question number two, does the staff believe that it's up to them to escort customers to the place they need to be? Do they see that as an opportunity to inform the customers about a product or service? I love this. I've been in a couple of stores where I'll ask if they have a certain item for sale, and I've had the staff member say to me, "Well, I think it's over on the shelf." Now, that tells me that they expect me to go over to that area of the shelf and look for it when they themselves don't even know if it's in stock. So my thought is, why would I want to put myself to the trouble to go seek something when the employee doesn't even know whether or not they even carry it? It's so nice when somebody escorts you to the location in the store. Even if they don't know if the store carries an item, they can certainly go look. Or one time I was in a store and I said, and it had a lot of products, and I said to them, "Well, can't you look it up on the computer to see if you have it?" And they said, "Oh, no, well, we don't have a system where we can look up products." So there's got to be a support system for the staff, and they do have to know that they're part of that sales and, you know, that marketing and sales staff that will keep customers coming back. And, of course, it's a touch point. When you walk a customer to the place in the store in order to help them out, it's an opportunity to chat with that customer for a few minutes. And it could be very beneficial. It's a touch point. that really, really is part of the overall marketing for a business. So number three was, does every employee speak plain, simple English to customers, or do they speak in technical jargon that is unfamiliar to the customer? Now, I realize today we have multiple languages being spoken by staff as well as by customers, but whatever language they're speaking in, is it spoken clearly and in simple terms so the customer knows what's being presented? So, and I think grammar also plays an important role. I'm appalled by the poor communication skills, both written as well as verbal, that's going on in business today, and I find it scary, actually. Here's number four. Does the staff view customer objections, concerns, and negative comments as feedback? Do they see that criticism is a way to learn what the customer really wants? The staff member can't get defensive. A good strategic approach would be to repeat what they have heard the customer say in order to clarify what really is on the customer's mind, and then to proceed to respond to it. And if they can't respond to it, there may be a supervisor or someone else there who can assist them, but they can't become defensive. You've got to turn that negative into a positive. The words yes are far more important than the words no. So you want to avoid negatives so to repeat what the customer has said, express concern, and empathy is a big factor in this. Showing empathy demonstrates that you've heard what the customer is saying, what's on their minds. By empathizing, you're demonstrating that you're truly interested in them and you want to resolve whatever the issue might be. Another question you can ask yourself is, do employees view each other as internal customers, deserving the same courtesy and respect as external customers? If the employees don't get along well with one another, customers see that. And I think today that's becoming an issue in some businesses where you have the different generations working together. We have boomers working with Generation X's and the millennials. And now we have the new generation coming in, which is the I generation. And that's the group of individuals who are either graduating from high school or they're into early years of college. And that's another generation group. And each one, if you study the generations, you'll find that every generation is influenced by certain world events. They're influenced by the economy and many other elements that are going on in the world. And somehow, some of the generations actually will have an overlap of about 7 years. But employers who have different generations working together have to be mindful of the best ways to deal with those people and to help them interact with other members of the staff. Another one is, do your employees do what they say they're going to do for a customer when they say they're going to do it? And if they can't keep the commitment, do they contact the customer or wait for the customer just to discover the delay? Communication with customers is so important. In fact, telling them what you've done for them is another thing that people just don't do. One time I had a client who told me his customers were mad at him for not delivering a product that he was manufacturing. Well, it turns out that the item that he was manufacturing was very unique, and his source for unique materials going into the construction of this item were difficult for him to obtain. So the reality is he should have told the customer when he first took the order that there might be a delay in the delivery time because of the difficulty in obtaining the raw materials. Instead, he just didn't call the customer back and explain what the timeline was, and therefore the customer then got mad at him for not delivering on time. So communication today, I think, it stinks sometimes. So keeping a system in place that people can follow is really, really important. Well, we're coming down to the deadline here for my program. I didn't get to the last couple of self-help questions. So if you would like to see a copy of that also, you're more than welcome to communicate with me. You can call me. I'll give you my phone number. It's 908-832-9544. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, and this is Teachable Moments in Business. I hope you'll join us next week. I have a special guest coming, and you'll be glad that you listened with a pencil in hand. So thank you for attending today. You can listen to this program again on the archives on the Hunterdon Chamber Internet radio station, and you can reach us through their website. So I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, and have a great evening and a great week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Health